I remember back, it has to be between 15 and 20 years ago, I heard something from one of my rebbeim. I heard a recording at that time that I found surprising, very inspiring at the time, and I still find it very inspiring, Ayom Hazeh. What he said was, although he was probably close to 70 years old at the time, was that I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do when I grow up. I still don't know what I want to be when I'm going to grow up. And the reason that it was surprising and inspiring is that you're talking about somebody who was almost 70 years old at the time, and also was a very, very, very accomplished person. Everybody's heard of him, you know, whatever. Done a lot of famous things in his life. And yet, being almost 70 years old, is okay, I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do when I grow up. Which means that you're not fully grown up until it's all over. And so the Pasuk says about Avram Avinu, Avram Zokein Ba B'yamim. Avram was old. He came with his days. That means that every day of his life, he took with him, and he built on top of it the next day. So he's always growing. He's always moving up. He's always trying to figure out what he's going to do when he grows up, because he's always growing up. And every day, he's somebody different than he was the day before. But there's a unique challenge in that, and that's what I want to talk about today, is that that's hard. When you get to 70 years old, that's hard. Why? I remember one of my trips to America together with Rabbi Wiener. Rabbi Wiener told me in the car that somebody told him that, you know, you get to a certain age where if you wake up in the morning and there's nothing bothering you, there's nothing aching or hurting you, so then you know that you're dead. You know, it gets to a certain point, I don't know, where, you know, slowly your eyesight starts to go. You become a little, you know, farsighted, like I have to wear my reading glasses. And your digestive system doesn't work as well as it did before. You can't eat all the junk that you used to without any, without it taxing your system. And your knees ache, and, you know, whatever it is, your muscles start to atrophy a little bit, and then, you know, 60, 70, or whatever, it gets worse and worse and worse. So to be able to find the energy when you're 70 years old to still feel like I'm growing up, and what am I going to do when I grow up, so that's a unique challenge. I'm not going to solve all the world's problems today, but at least one insight over here as to how that's done. And about one unique individual who really did it. So I'd like to talk about that in the context of the Parsha of Avraham Avinu, the Medrash in the beginning of Parsha's Lech Lecha. The Torah starts off the Parsha, and the Mefarshei Medrash at least, say that the Medrash is oimed on a very interesting Kasha. The Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Lech lecha me'artzecha, from your land, mimoladetecha, from your birthplace, umi beis avicha. So it's your land, and then your birthplace, and then your father's house. Now, I grew up on 10 Sophia Street, Muncie, New York, in the United States of America, right? So if I would leave my father's house, first I'm going to leave my father's house, then I'm going to leave Muncie, New York, and then I'm going to leave the United States of America. That's the way that it goes. Frek the Medrash, according to the Mefarshei Medrash, how come the Pasuk says the opposite? First he leaves his Artzecha, then he leaves Moladtecha, then he leaves Beis Avicha. It's exactly the opposite. So the Medrash comes and attempts to answer, or does answer, yet and still is talking about, by bringing a pasuk in Tehillim and a mushal on the pasuk. The pasuk in Tehillim says, Shimi Bas. It's talking about Avraham Avinu, the Tanchuma says, listen, daughter, listen, girl, right? Avraham Avinu, some reason, is called a girl. He's called a bas. Uri, and look, Vahati yaznech, and tilt your ear, listen up. Vishichi amech, and forget your people, ubeis avich, and your father's house. So here also, it's in a reverse order. First forget your amech, your people, and then beis avich. That's what Avraham Avinu was supposed to do. The mashal that the Medrash gives is, Avraham Avinu was like a guy who's walking down a street. He sees a massive mansion, massive campus, series of mansions. And in the middle of this whole campus, there's this building that's on fire. And no one's doing anything about it. So the person looks at it and goes like, okay, you know, where's the Balabais? He must be out of town. He must be asleep. He must not be here. Otherwise, how could he just let this mansion, you know, go to waste? So too, Avraham Avinu, he looked at the world, and he said, the world is an incredible place. Everything is beautiful. Everything works. Everything is b'chochma atzuma. And yet, every once in a while, it burns up. You got the Dor HaMagbul. You have the Dor HaFlaga. You have the Dor Enosh. So it must be that, you know, the Baal Bayis, like, he goes to sleep. What's going on over here? It doesn't make any sense. At that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pops his head out of the window. It's like in the mushel. The Baal Bayis pops his head out of the window and says, Shimi Bas, listen, daughter. Tilt your ear. Listen up. V'shichi amech, and forget your people, ubeis avich. And then you'll understand the answer. Somehow the Medrash is supposed to answer the question as to why it is that in the Pasuk, where we say, lech lecha me'artzcha, me'latcha, ubeis avicha, why is it going the wrong order? Not very clear how it does that. And another question is, why is Avraham Avinu called a bas? Some kind of an insult. Why are you calling Avraham Avinu a bas? What's going on in this strange medrash, beautiful medrash? I don't really understand what it's talking about. And how does that give us an insight as to how to grow when we're 70, 80, 90, 119 and a half all of the days of our life? This week, the Olam HaYeshivas lost one of its greatest greats, if you say such a thing. Rabbi Avram Erlanger, Zecher Tzadik, from Kadosh Lavracha, Rosh Yeshiva of Kol Torah, famous, maybe more famous for the series of Svarim, I think there were 21 in all, Birchas Avram. So he was nifter, 90 years old, close to 90 years old. And he was a person who, Talmud of the Brisk Rav here in Eretz Yisrael, one of the first Talmidim of the Brisk Yeshiva, you know, the original Brisk Yeshiva, after the Brisk Rav, Rabbi Yoshe Ber, you know, from Eretz Yisrael, the Brisk Rav's son, Rabbi Yoshe Ber, started the Brisk Yeshiva, one of the first Talmidim. Before that, he was in Gateshead. Before that, he was in Luzern, originally from Switzerland. And a real master of the Brisker Derech, and, you know, Magid Shir. I remember when my, you know, what's it called, this Shir that we're sitting in now, so it was originally a Chabura for Avrechim and some Bachrim, and it kind of morphed over time into a Shir. And I was once preparing, and I was sitting there with a Birchas Avram, and one of the Rebbeim in the yeshiva came over to me and says, oh, now I see that it's no longer a chabura, it's officially a shir, because you're looking at the Birchas Avram. In order to say shir, you have to look at the Birchas Avram. An amazing person. And aside from the Svarim, there was another connection that I also always felt, the person that I looked to. First of all, this is not the real reason, is I always knew that I was somehow related to him. My great aunt, her name was Erlanger, and she was actually a first cousin of Rum Erlanger by marriage. So I knew, okay, fine, you know, I know in the back of my mind, it's like in the family. But the real reason, this is the real reason, Rosh Yeshiva's daughter is married to Berachas Avram's grandson. Every time I saw him at a simcha, Yeshiva's simcha of Rosh Yeshiva, I looked at a person, I said, this is the type of person, this is the type of person that I want to be when I grow up. When you see a person, an old man, white beard, with twinkling eyes, always talking and learning, always looking so happy, always with such an atzilus, with such a refined look on his face, he shone. A lichtigkeit, there was a light coming out of him. I told my son, I had big tainas on the Yated Neman. They had a picture of him on the front page, and it was one of these pictures, you know, this morbid, scary-looking face. That's not how he looked whenever I saw him. You know? He's like a shirkin in this shear room with all these new lights. And a couple of years older, to get even lighter than that. How do you do such a thing? How do you do such a thing after you're 70 and 75 and 80 and 85 and 90? The answer is Pashut, and this is the Yesod that comes out of the Medrash. It doesn't come from your guf. It doesn't come from your physical energy. Your physical energy starts to wane, I don't know, whenever you're 45, maybe even earlier than that. But it comes from your neshama. The neshama has the capacity to grow and grow and grow and grow for 120 years and even past that. And that never stops. And that's what the Medrash says is Pshat Avraham Avinu. This is my own Haysafa. Why does it say Bas? Because a neshama has the pristine nature of the Atzilus of a female. Guys are more, you know, tough, grub. But in a neshama, it's adin, it's refined. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, leave your people, and then even leave your father's house. For the guf, so first you're going to leave your father's house, and then you're going to leave your people. That's what comes first. But for the neshama, okay, so people are Americans. They're English. But they're much more product of their family. So if you leave being an American, you still feel attached to your family. That's why Avraham Avinu is told, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. First, stop being an Ur Kasdim guy, okay? Leave your Eretz. Mimoladecha. Even your hometown, right? New Yorker, Bostonian, London. It's deep. It's more than just American. Then even mi beis avicha. You have to give that up too. Because in order to really grow, it doesn't come from the guf. It comes from the neshama. The Birchas Avram really writes about it himself. I took a look before Rabbi Avram got the Sefer. Now he has a Birchas Avram on Bav Metzia sitting up there by his seat. But the day of the Levayas, I went to Ezra's Torah. I pulled out Birchas Avraham on Bam Metzia. Big Yisoid. You want to get the best drushes, always go to the Lamdanim. The Lamdanim are the most geshmaka drushes. So in his Hakdama, he asks a kasha. It's a great kasha. Doesn't need my askama. It's a geshmaka kasha. He says, I don't understand. In Hallel, you know, Hallel, you're praising, you're singing, everything is great. In the middle of Hallel, toward the end of Hallel, what happens? Ana Hashem Ashiyana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana, everybody's screaming. In the middle of Hallel, it all of a sudden becomes Yom Kippur. Becomes Slichus in the middle of Hallel. What's going on over there? It doesn't make any sense. Everyone is singing, and Ana Hashem Ashiyana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana, people screaming and wailing. What does it have to do with Hallel? So he says, the answer is, Pigatur. It says that when Leah had Yehuda, it says, Apam Oides Hashem. She thanks Hashem, I've got all the kids that I need. Batamayd Miledes. In order for a person to say praise to Hashem, in order for a person's neshama to say praise to Hashem, part of the praise is, however much he gave me, I appreciate it so much that I still want more. And therefore, as part of the Hallel, it wouldn't be a full Hallel unless I said, Ana Hashem Hashiach, Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. I appreciate what you gave me that I want even more of that. Another Masechta, part of the Siyum, Maidim Anachnu Lach, and then Yehi Ratzayim, give me more of that. More Siyumim, more Masechtas. Constant growth. But that's only the neshama, because the neshama is infinite, and the neshama can grow, and the neshama can keep on growing, even when the guf becomes weak. One last insight, is something that touched me, I want to share with you also, is that in the biography, they wrote that something unusual. Berchas Avram was the Rosh Yeshiva, or one of the Magid Shir in Kol Torah, until he was 70. At 70, he did something very unusual in yeshiva world. He retired. Why? Because he wanted to learn uninterrupted and just write his svarim. Where do you ever see such a thing? You know, people become a Rosh Yeshiva. People become a Magid Shir. It's part of their mahus. What do you mean? Sitting up there on the Mizrach saying Shir every day. That's part of who I am. What do you see? No, it's much deeper than that. If for the next 20 years I feel like I'm going to accomplish more sitting and learning like a bacher, having chavrusas for 3 siddurim a day and writing my svarim, and so I'll go into the yeshiva to say a vad once a week and I'll have people come to my house, so then that's what we do. The outer structure, the veneer of who we are, is very, very, very shallow, superficial. It's gone after 120 years or before that. But the person of who we are, the bas, the neshama, the infinite part of our personality, so that grows forever. I want to give everybody a bracha that we should all try to live up to this yesod. And you see people in your life that they just have a look on their face. And you say, listen, when I grow up, that's exactly what I want to be like. That's what I want to be when I grow up. And you don't lose the kayach to do that. Because the neshama always has the ability and always has the tshuka. It always has the thirst to want more and more and more at some nafshi Hashem. We should all be zeche to keep on growing day by day and week by week and month by month and year by year. Not only while we're young, but even into old age. And we shouldn't get stuck looking at superficialities. We should always see ourselves as the bas, as the neshama that's inside each and every one of us. And that's what we should identify with. And it should be a zechus, aliyas neshama, for the Berchas Avram, whose Torah we learn anyway. That's the biggest aliyas neshama. Everyone should have a good Shabbos.